Bianca, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
No problems.
So the terms of the bills in each state do differ, but Alabama is now the most restrictive state in terms of trying to access abortion. But what is the state of abortion law and reproductive rights in the US as a whole at the moment?
Yeah, so it varies quite a bit across the different states. As we've seen with the new legislation that's being brought in to some of the more conservative states, so Alabama has now banned abortion in pretty much all cases. So that includes cases of rape and incest. And we've seen other states like Georgia and Mississippi bring into place these heartbeat bills that basically mean that women can't seek abortion after about 6 weeks into a pregnancy, which means for most women, they won't even know that they're pregnant at that point. But there are other states that do have much more progressive legislation in place and that do protect women's rights to access abortion, but at differing points in the pregnancy. So it really varies quite widely.
And we've seen overnight our time, I think yesterday morning in the States time, but President Trump has come out and said that he is pro-life, but he does actually, he's on board with abortions in case of the woman's been assaulted or if it's life-threatening to the woman. Great guy that's the point that he's on board. But anyway, how much do you think that him getting involved is going to have an effect?
Oh, look, it's difficult to tell. I mean, abortion has been such a long-standing issue. I mean, particularly in the United States, but really internationally, it's an incredibly contentious and contested issue. It's difficult to say. I suspect that these more conservative states are feeling emboldened by the Trump presidency, and I think it has opened up the space to introduce some of these more regressive laws. I think that we've seen these types of problematic responses before. So Trump's part of the current climate, but I don't think we can put this down to just a Trump presidency.
And for some of these really conservative people who are pushing for these bills to go through, the ultimate goal seems to be to overturn Roe versus Wade over in the States. Do you think that this is potentially the first step that we're seeing towards a movement like that?
Yeah, and we've certainly seen that speculated that, part of what's happening here is that these states are really trying to push for, a test case to come forward that will make its way through to the Supreme Court. And as we know, particularly with the appointment of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, it is now weighted more heavily towards a conservative political viewpoint. So it does seem quite possible that that's what's happening and that they are really angling to get a case up that might actually undo, if not completely reverse, Roe versus Wade. But of course, that's potentially a long way away, and these bills are going through a process of being contested at the state level at the moment as well. So I think it's a matter of wait and see, but yeah, I do suspect that is part of the kind of longer term political strategy that might be happening here.
And the US, of course, is a world leader. Do you think that it is maybe likely that other nations are going to take some inspiration from these reforms and we might see these sort of attitudes spread?
Look, I could only really, really speculate on that. It is quite possible that other anti-choice movements will feel emboldened or inspired by what's happening. And it is concerning given that we do seem to be going through a phase of more conservative governments being elected, Australia being a case in point at the moment. it is possible that it will have broader political influence. We know, particularly for things like international aid, that's where the US political situation can be quite influential. So when we see more conservative governments in place in the US, they will often cut funding, for example, to services internationally that provide abortion and reproductive services to women. So it certainly has an influence on that level as well.
Bianca, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
No problems. Thank you.